Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Dom time. We'll be joined by Jeff Van Drew. Now, in September, 158 Democrats, so 13 changed their mind, voted against a Republican bill that said we're going to deport those who have committed sex crimes and are here illegally. Pretty easy, right? At that point, Scanlon and Dean voted against deporting them, as did our old buddy, Dan, Donald Norcross. Donald Norcross over there in Camden County. Now, why do these people get away with it? Well, the media doesn't publicize it. We're looking to see if they maintain that vote. It just came down a little while ago. And do people in the suburbs pay any attention to this? We do know all three, including Houlihan, voted against the Lake and Riley bill. And Houlihan, constitutional scholar, said it wasn't constitutional. Based on what? You're here illegally, you're charged with another crime, we're going to detain you until ICE can deport you. You should not be here illegally. That's the bottom line. And what are these people going to do on Monday when Homan starts charging up the hill? So we had another vote today on another iteration of this bill. Nancy Mace, apparently from South Carolina, is one of the big sponsors of it. Here's what Mace said. The bill passed. Bipartisan, but still, 145 Democrats still voted against it.
Just walked off the House floor where we voted to pass my bill, H.R. 30, Preventing Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act, and the bill passed 274 to 145. So 145 Democrats voted against the bill this time. The bill will head to the Senate next, and I abhor anyone on the left in this country who doesn't want to protect women and girls who are victims of rape, who are victims of pedophilia, the murderers who are here illegally. We absolutely must deport them, and we must never let them back in our country. And that is the message that we sent to American women and girls this morning. Just walked off the House floor.
Okay, well, Madeline Dean didn't send that message, as far as I know, or Mary Gay Scanlon. If they did, we'll see if they change their vote. We're looking for the current vote. They didn't want to do it before, though.
I got a comment from Norcross. I got to read it, though. It's a statement.
Okay.
That he released.
Yes.
No one condones domestic violence or sexual assault. People who commit these heinous crimes have no place in our society, and that's why they are already subject to incarceration and deportation. If H.R. 30 becomes law, it could have a detrimental impact on domestic violence survivors while pretending to protect them. Over 200 national domestic violence prevention organizations oppose this legislation because of the fear that H.R. 30 will result in the deportation of victims who have U.S. legal protected status. I believe that we need to take action to develop comprehensive immigration reform, but not at the expense of those who have U.S. legal protected status. I stand ready to work with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to repair our broken immigration system.
You moron is my response. response, buddy. See me in public again and say, look him in the eye and all. You can't look me in the eye. You're too short. First of all, Dan, that's my protected legal status. But this is the line they resort to, people like Norcross. Well, we want comprehensive reform. I don't want any comprehensive reform. I want one thing. I want them out, and I want no one else to get in, starting with the getting in, the remain in Mexico policy. Step two, those that are criminals of one sort or another, out, never to be back in. We're not going to be waiting. We're not going to hear lectures. Well, Republicans were for it. It's just Trump that doesn't want this type of reform. And what does that reform mean? It means that somehow or another, Democrats are going to be able to keep more people in this country that are here illegally that shouldn't be. That's what it means. And America First says no. Americans first. We don't need all this. I don't think we should have legal immigration at this point. And I say that to the President Trumps, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Elon Musk when it comes to bringing in people to undercut American IT workers and the like. The same thing applies. We don't need it. We are smarter than the rest of the world. If you'd show me on a case by case some genius or something that's just going to make the difference. One second, Dan. I'm coming. Okay, I'll listen to that. Still probably going to reject it, though. This is the United States. We have the people. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said I have the names now.
Yes,
if you want to know who voted what. Brendan Boyle voted yes in favor of the bill.
Okay, he's consistent here. He's getting it.
Madeline Dean, nay.
Of course.
Fitzpatrick, yeah. That's obvious.
Right.
Houlihan, wow. She voted in favor. Yay.
You know why? The pressure after the Lake and Riley vote. She's on the radar screen now. We've all talked about her. She's feeling it in Chester County. How about Donald Norcross?
Summer Lee voted nay.
Of course.
I'm not a Jersey. You want Jersey?
Yes.
Well, Norcross, we already know he voted nay.
Well, that was in September. I didn't know if he this time.
No, nay? Those were his comments.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. From you right to the yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's not what's wrong. See, we missed the point. It's not what's wrong with Dean and Scanlon. We know what's wrong with Dean.
Pelosi offered a no vote.
No vote. She's insufferable. Her husband, Philadelphia Inquirer, Joe DiStefano, and others.
Scanlon voted nay.
Nay, of course. Writing about Dean and how they made their money. The Chinese bikes in China, the bikes being made in China, undercutting American labor and all that. That's what they did. So we know about her. Why did these people in the suburbs, Guy Shiraki started to peel it away, the little Dom. And I said, it's a reason they're all women. It's a demeanor. They're with you. We're looking at this, the harsh, the other side's mean. And then they vote against protecting women. And people like Norcross, somebody hands him a piece of paper and he puts it out there saying that, oh, no, we're concerned. We need long-term comprehensive reform. No, we don't. We're not going to go down through all these hoops again. Simple policy this last election. Stop people from coming in illegally. Those that are here illegally, start taking them out. Now, here's the thing. Even Newt Gingrich the other night said it, and I'm aware of this. Once we get past the criminal element, or even when Homan starts just a couple days from now, there are going to be incidents. The media is going to play them up. We're going after illegal criminals here. They'll be with their kids or something like that. It'll be heartbreaking. We'll see it. And they're going to play that up, and they're going to say, this is, have you no shame? Look at, are you not Christian? All that stuff. The American public this time around, first time Trump ran, it was 50-50. It's closer to 60% of people that say, start the deporting. Stop the legal immigration. Stop the HB1 visa thing. Now, to me, that's America first. Ah. Oh, Dan, good eye here. I was going to ask you this next. And how about let's start before we get to this one that you have, Mikey, our buddy Mikey in Jersey. Let's get to the Gottheimer guy, the guy who falsified his Spotify, what he listens to list, because he's running for governor and told us he only listens to Springsteen all year long. How did he vote?
In favor.
He voted in favor.
In favor.
Ah.
Yeah.
Now, Gottheimer.
There's a theory developing here.
Yeah. Gottheimer did not show up at the Lake and Riley vote. And he didn't do that because he didn't know what to do. How about Mikey Sherrill? She's the other leading Democrat contender for governor.
In favor.
In favor.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
It seems like those who have anything at stake here coming up in elections know which way is the correct way on this.
And Houlihan out there in Chester County, which is not quite purple, but it could be. Hey, by the way, Houlihan,
yes vote.
Did you notice who has it on his bulletin board? It ought to strike the fear of God in you. Who has targeted Chester County now? Scott Presler. I'm doing a national show. I've done it before. It used to be the Jim Bohannon show. It's America Night. Richie Valdez on Monday night. I was hoping they would invite me to the inauguration, Dan, do it from there. But that might be difficult getting in and out. But my first guest that night is going to be Scott Presler. Going national. I just want to see around the country how many people know him, call in, etc. I think they do already. So Dan's right. The people that have something at stake, the two running for governor in Jersey, they voted for this. Houlihan voted for it, but Madeline Dean and Mary Gay Scanlon voted against it. Why? Because dopes in the suburbs have given them a blank check to do whatever they want.
And let's remind people that Norcross is on his way out himself. And look, he voted against it. So it seems like there's a theory really developing here.
He's on his way out, Donald Norcross.
Isn't he? Oh, no, that was his brother.
That's a brother. That's a brother. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no.
Wishful thinking there, Dom. Sorry.
No, this guy's a constitutional scholar. He's a genius. I wish you had been there. He's the guy that wanted to fight at a CBS event for, was it Travis Mann? Oh, for 9/11. Commemorating 9/11 in Camden County, Dan. This guy wants to fight there. I'm thinking back to it. Maybe that would have been a good move. I don't know. I don't think the station would like it. But don't say to me, it takes a lot now when you have to look a guy in the eye. Now, buddy, you better get some lifts or something. You're not looking me in the eye. 855-839-1210. Donald Norcross, he's protecting women by voting against this. This is going to be a heck. You know what this is telling us with Sherrill and with Gottheimer running on the Democrat side? It's telling us they're feeling the heat in Jersey. They know that whoever the Republican is that gets through this primary, particularly with Trump backing, with Presler there, with the momentum, I'm convinced, I put it 55-45, that we win the state house. We win the governor's race. So 855-839-1210, you get on board.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Please go like and subscribe. Still a lot of upsetness in the comments from our commenters about no salmon shirt, Dom.
The lady's on the, I told Rogo, she's on, they're on a ranch in Oregon. What the hell? I said, it's the magic of talk radio.
Natasha does write in, though, now that we know Dom will be wearing a satin shirt, we need to get a cigarette for each girl here for after the show.
Is she one of the people on the ranch?
Yes.
Oh, God. I don't know. Jim Worthington probably says no smoking zone, but outside the knack, he goes. So Dan's wearing the suit. Henry will have to get on YouTube if he's back here. We need a special shirt for him or something.
Oh, I'll wear something spiffy, sure, if we're all doing it.
You've been known to wear shorts to the station. You may want to do something like that. There you go.
Short? Right now in this weather?
I feel like Henry definitely has a look that he could fully embrace Texas and pull it off.
Yeah, cowboy hat.
We went with the bolo tie already, but you know, the embroidered shirt. And
Canadian tuxedo with a bolo tie?
I think it's going to be a big crowd. How many are going to be wearing a bolo tie? Don't come up and tell me about some constitutional loophole or something. I know it right. When I first started in talk radio, there were a bunch of guys wearing bolo ties. I knew right away. No, don't talk to those guys. I haven't seen it in a while, the bolo tie. Haven't seen the bow tie.
Well, you haven't been to Texas recently.
No, I meant they were here wearing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that'll ever come back as a fact.
Yeah.
Sure it will.
Yeah, you know, I thought that about
back.
The mullet, too. And
yeah, let me go to Jaden in Honeybrook. Then we'll take more of your calls, too, on this breaking story. Jeff Andrew at 1:30. Hey, Jaden, thank you very much for the wait. What do you have today?
Oh, sure. Hi, Don. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, awesome. Hey, thank you so much for all you do. I really appreciate you and really appreciate the show. I just called in with a one-hit wonder idea.
Okay.
Okay, being an Eagles fan, it's kind of sad, but Carson Wentz, I feel like, was a one-hit wonder.
That's a great answer.
Great answer. Now, I thought you were going to say, I was told you were going to say Nick Foles. I'd have to come and hunt you down. That Saint Nick Foles, Jaden.
He, too, is a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, he is a one-hit wonder. Well, no, wait a minute.
Wonder he did have that game.
If Alshon Jeffries just catches that ball against New Orleans, they're going back to the Super Bowl. He was going to take him.
I agree. That was an awful, painful moment. I remember watching that game.
Carson Wentz is a good one, though. Thank you, Jaden. Thanks for the nice words, too. I've never been around a guy who's an athlete that was more humble and just approachable.
Who, Carson Wentz?
No, Nick Foles. Oh, okay. I've heard that Wentz is too.
I've heard Wentz.
Wentz is on coach. That's why he's not a starter. I mean, he's got the talent.
But Dom was saying he's a nice guy, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's an incredibly nice guy. Yeah. It doesn't mean he's good at his job.
No, but Nick Foles with producers, that's what I look at. He's just sitting there entertaining producers. The whole world wanted him. People literally, two companies paid, I think it was $45,000 each, to get their employees to have like 5 minutes with him and take some pictures. It was unbelievable.
And he spent the time with the producers instead?
Well, yeah, he was there. And then he said, come on, Dom, let's play some ball.
He knows what happens.
It was killing me. And then tell me he's got to sign the books. Walter Kosk. Come on, just 5 minutes.
Sis loves Jeffy. My daughter's boyfriend always wears a bolo tie.
Oh,
well,
is he in Texas, Suze?
Yeah.
Because if he's in Pennsylvania, he might have to have a conversation.
That might be a warning sign with this guy. What's up with the bolo tie? You know, the dad would say that. What's up with this guy with the bolo tie?
Pro bolo tie.
I could see the middle of the state being more pro bolo tie than around here.
All right.
The Pennsyltuckians would probably.
Okay,
you know what? Actually, now I think about it, there's a show called Banshee that was on Showtime or something a couple years. And what was it? It was a sheriff that went to an Amish community and would deal with, you know, both the Amish and there was an Indian casino. And a lot of people in that Amish community wore those, you know, bolo ties or associated close by to the Amish and the, you know, native communities and such.
I can think of somebody who would wear one. Scott Presler. He had a suit on the other day, and he had some kind of stuff on there that was.
Is it appropriate to text Scott? Does he own a bolo tie?
Yeah, ask him if he wears a bolo tie.
Maybe on Monday we ask him.
Okay, All right, but where do I get a good salmon shirt? That's what these women want. I'm trying to comply. I haven't quite found it yet, and I know exactly the suit to wear it with. And Dan's wearing a green suit. This is a fashion revolution on Monday.
Green suits are in, Dom.
What are you wearing to celebrate if you're coming to the NAC to celebrate Trump coming back as president? Let us know. 855-839-1210. There you go. That is a one-hit wonder. 855-839-1210.
Apparently not. I just found out on YouTube, Dom.
Yeah?
Psy has another song, Gangnam Style, 8.6 billion views. But a song called Gentleman, 1.9 billion views. So apparently a multi-hit wonder in Korea, at least.
Yeah, there's something about various forms of music or just rabbit stuff in Korea that you see numbers that are
The K-pop stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It seems to be pretty derivative. I can't make out anything by it. But the numbers, once they signal on it, can be extraordinary. All right. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Earl.
Hello, Dom. You know, I have a science background, and we are, for all intents and purposes, at war with the Chinese government. I mean, they are engaged in biological warfare against this country. There are any number of invasive species, whether it's insects or plants, that come into this country. Where I live, all of the ash trees have been killed. There's an insect called the emerald ash borer, which is an Asian insect, which came in and killed them all. The lantern flies, Asiatic stink bugs. Mm-hmm. If you remember a couple years ago, people were getting packets of flower seeds sent to them. And it's like, oh, free flower seeds. And when they went and they looked at it, they found out that there were invasive species in those packets as well, which if people had planted them in their gardens, they would have spread all over the place and would have destroyed the natural plants. Remember the giant flying spiders that came out a couple years ago? I mean, you can't bring an apple back from Mexico, you know, when you travel. But you know, all of these invasive species are coming in, and I think it's the Chinese government that's coming in because they're engaged in biological warfare. You look at COVID. I mean, you look at the TV commercials. You have this RSV, and it's like you think it's a new disease. RSV has been around since 1956, but no one ever really paid any attention to it. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Chinese didn't re-engineer that as well, the way that they did COVID, and release that onto the world in order to, you know, as a biological weapon.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. We got to stop saying adversary. Politicians have to say that. But again, we've settled this in the minds of people. Let's not be daunted by the fact that President Trump seemingly likes this now. I get it. It helped him reach young people. Well, that's over. Unless it's an American company, that's what we're going to go with. Earl, who is your...
The government shuts down private enterprise all the time. I mean, you go and you look at the Pinto. I mean, it was a car. Mm-hmm. It was produced. It was tested. And the government said, you know, it's dangerous. You can't, you know, produce this anymore. The government shuts down the dangerous things all the time. Prilosec, that antacid. You know, they determined that it had side effects and they canceled it. The way I look at it, I mean, it's like having a gun. Constitutionally, you're allowed to have a gun. Everybody can have a gun. There's no reason why you can't have one. But if you're reckless with it and you start shooting at people at random, they can take your gun away from you and keep you from having it.
Well, even
better. Same thing with any sort of business.
Even better. I would say that RFK Jr. in his mind is a libertarian. But the other day, Red Dye 3, now the FDA has essentially given them the clock is ticking. You can't put it in food or medicine. That's a good thing.
Now, the thing is with RFK, like a lot of people that are in the Trump administration, is they're asking questions. Government is so corrupt that things are passed, people are bribed, mm-hmm. and everything is accepted. You don't question anything in government. You know, Trump wants to do this. Well, you can't do that. We've always done it for decades. That's the way it's always done. No, you question it and say, this is stupid, it's dangerous, it's harmful. Let's discuss it, see whether we should continue doing it or not. And that's what RFK is doing. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that RFK wants to do, but I agree with a lot of stuff does want to do. And I'm happy that he's asking the question. Let's discuss it and see whether we want to keep it using it or not.
Who's your side today, Earl?
My side is one of my favorite authors, and that would be Richard Adams. 1972, he was a government employee in England, civil servant, and he used to tell stories to his daughters when they used to take road trips. They convinced him to go and write it down into a book. So he went and wrote it as a book. Multiple publishing houses turned him down. Finally, someone decided to publish his book for him, Watership Down. It was a highly successful international book. 6 years later, they turned it into an animated movie. And even though it's a cartoon about rabbits, it traumatized so many children in the 80s when the dog comes up and kills all sorts of rabbits and leaves bloody rabbit corpses all over the place. They made a London play out of it. They released an album. Netflix did a woke version of it in 2016. Canada did a TV version of it. But he never had any success with any of his subsequent novels. He was well-respected. He, you know, did some good work, but never had the critical acclaim that he had with that first novel.
Thank you, Richard Adams. Okay, we'll put that one down. That's what we're looking for, a one-hit wonder. Jeff Van Drew's going to be here. I wanted to talk with him inside President Trump and what Trump did with Israel. Two things the Israeli government, various generals and all, are saying finally broke the logjam on this. One, that Israel defeated, massacred Hezbollah. And two, Trump. The clock ticking, this is exactly the same proposals that have been out there. But Hamas, in their own style, has now done some things, even as the ink was drying on this, that now is making the Israeli government pause here some more before anything gets signed off on. You know, it's a difficult decision. Getting 23 out and 10 bodies is a good thing. But allowing them any space to reconstitute is not a good thing. And we'll see. The devil's in the details with this. But Trump was the force that essentially pushed this over. Netanyahu called and thanked Trump first, and then much later he called Biden. And Biden's speech last night, just incredibly bad. All right, but we have this 145 Democrats we've given you. And Dan's right, two of them in Jersey. They have something. They're running statewide. Now, you would think in Jersey, if Donald Norcross is right, couldn't Gottheimer and Sherrill, couldn't they both say, look, I voted against this because this puts the status of these women that are here illegally and were victims of domestic violence, it puts them at risk. You know Trump, he's going to deport them too. They could say the same thing. Why didn't they? Because they know that Norcross is ridiculous. They know that Norcross is in a safe district. They know that Dean is in a safe district. If you're in Montgomery County, she's just saying, hey, it don't matter to me. I'm going to do as far left as I want to go. How is that? Even Montgomery County, I don't have a sense that it's progressive to that, you know, great numbers, that extreme. And certainly Chester County, Houlihan voted against Lake and Riley, but on this, she voted in favor of deporting these people. Why? Well, since last week, there have been all kinds of people pointing out how radical Houlihan has been voting. That's why she did it. These things are very consistent with each other. So it is having impact. But the two main Democrat candidates for governor, they said, yes, deport these people. If Republicans can't win this time in Jersey, it will be shocking. I think they're going to have money. I think they're going to have Trump. I think they're going to have Andrew. I think the wind is at their back. The secret weapon, Scott Presler, every day is pushing hard in Jersey. If they can't win, then they're just running a bad campaign. And I think, based upon the events I've been at recently, I think Jack, and I wanted to talk about this, I think Jack Ciattarelli is going to be the nominee. I think he's going to win the primary. I think the other guys really don't have as much of a shot as some people would make you believe. And if he is the nominee, can he do better than he did the last time? Fairly close with Murphy. He's got a much better feel this time as far as where Jersey is. Now, we're going to hear people, if it is Ciattarelli, going to be saying he's anti-Trump, he's not this, that, and the other. I'm just telling you from what I can gather, he's the guy that most people want in there. Now, we'll see if Trump does anything at all. All right, Jeff Van Drew is coming up. And he's just getting off the floor as they voted on this. Imagine 145. So that means that a number of Democrats, 13 of them, changed their vote on exactly the same law from the last time that it came up. Now it goes to the Senate. Essentially saying, if you're here illegally and you commit a sex crime, you're gone. You're going to be deported. Donald Norcross, I'm protecting women. I want comprehensive reform. Yeah, buddy, you want comprehensive reform. How about standing up for American workers? You're Mr. Union. Are the unions truly some of them? Are they really for American workers, or do a lot of these guys like Norcross, they compromise in this, staying good with the Democrat Party? Then they show up and tell union members they're for them. Well, you're not for them if you want people here to be undercutting them that are working here illegally. 855-839-1210. Your calls are next. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Always a good day to welcome in our friend, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, but particularly with all the things that have built up, some of them even today. Let's go to the congressman here on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you as always, Dom. How are you?
Well, very well. I can't imagine how you can look at your colleagues, a lot of them local. One of them over in Camden County that I've had run-ins with, Donald Norcross, when 145 of them still voted against protecting American women and children by deporting people who commit sex crimes and are here illegally.
I'm not going to speak to any one individual, but I don't understand it either. I don't understand what some folks don't understand about, you know, committing a rape or a murder or a beating. I mean, some of these are so horrific, these cases. And I've, you know, on judiciary, I'm on the subcommittee that deals with immigration, and we've had some very detailed and intense conversations over this. And, you know, I've had folks on the other side in the Judiciary Committee argue with me that actually America is safer because of illegals, argue with me that, you know, they feel terrible, it's horrible, and the person who committed and perpetrated the crime should rot in hell. However, they don't think we should make any change, argue with me that it's duplicative, that we already have laws on the books. Look, if it's just duplicative and we already have laws in the books, there's nothing wrong with shoring it up and make sure that they're strong enough and clear enough, number one. So I don't know why you would vote against it. It's a philosophy, it really does. And I hate to use the words because they're overused, but America first. We have to take care of our country. A country ceases to exist without borders. Now, that doesn't mean, Dom, and you know it and I know it, that every single person who mistakenly comes to America illegally shouldn't do that. They're still breaking the law. Not all of them are bad, evil people, but some are. And even the people who are decent people are doing it the wrong way. So do we need reform in our immigration laws? Yes. But before we can do anything, we need to make sure that any bad people we have, anybody on the terror watch list, anybody who's committed crimes in the country they came from, anybody that's committed crimes in the country that they are now in, the United States of America, they should not be here. They should go back. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, it costs so much to incarcerate people now. When we incarcerate them, we have the taxpayers paying for them again. So, you know, we pay for them to come over. We pay for their housing. We pay for their food. We pay for their transportation. We give them money. And then on top of that, they do something wrong. And then we've got to incarcerate them sometimes for a lifetime, which costs millions of dollars. I mean, it's enough. There's no reason to do this. And so, you know, it's an illegal activity. You know, even in legislation that I sponsored, it's part of all of this, and it's going to be something that, you know, I think is going to do the country good, where when you do harm to law enforcement, again, you should be detained and deported. There's no question about it. I mean, and I'll shut up after this, but it's so perverse to me that people who are here illegally to begin with and broken the law, then break the law again, sometimes in horrific ways. And there are those that believe you shouldn't do anything to stop that. I don't understand that.
I don't either. And more, we've been talking about here in our side of the river, people in the suburbs, are they aware of some of these people voting this way? Because I don't think they would support it. Wanted to talk about, you're on the subcommittee now, the judiciary, you're on the judiciary too, you head up the subcommittee. Pam Bondi did really well yesterday, I think, is obviously qualified. Yet, we were hearing a couple of people, now I don't know if it's just trying to start something, say that they think she could be in trouble. I can't imagine a Republican voting against Bondi after seeing yesterday.
Well, I'll do what's dangerous here, and if I'm wrong, you and your listeners are going to have to forgive me. I believe all these appointments are going to go through. I think there was one individual that had a problem, and that was Congressman Gates, and he wisely removed himself. Otherwise, I think, even Hegseth, I think they're going to go through. And of course, my friend Doug Burgum in Interior, who I'm working with on the wind turbines, he's tested. This today is his day. I think they're qualified. I think they're focused. Look, there's some people that do not like them in the Senate and in Congress because they know they're focused. They know they're the real thing. They know that they're going to be purveyors of change, which is what this is all about. The people voted. Nobody forced them to vote for the change. There's nobody that forced them to create a Republican majority in the Senate and a Republican majority in the House, albeit as thin as all get out, and that, of course, elect President Trump. So it is time for change. It's time for focus. We've got active, focused people who that just don't want to go along to get along, that just don't want to be the same old thing. That's a good thing. It's about time we had that cleansing in America.
President Trump and the Israel thing. Now, not totally. No one totally got this deal, if it holds. But it seems to me people made a great point, Congressman, that the same structure has been in play for 7 or 8 months with the terrorists, and they finally agreed to it, sort of. We're seeing, you know, a little problem now. And the only difference is Trump's going to be president pretty soon. He sent his guy there to help negotiate it. And I think I would like to see serious consideration, President Trump, for the Middle East for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, of course he would. Just on what he did in the past with the Abraham Accords.
Right.
But, you know, we've got again the same exclusive group of people who choose how this goes and who gets the Nobel Peace Prize and how it works out. And hopefully he will get it and he will have that opportunity. The Abraham Accords were amazing. What he did for Israel when, you know, they went from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem for the capital. It was a great presidency. And I think many people who weren't even fans of his personality back then and even now say, you know, gee, you know, if we could get back to that, you know, to lower prices and an economy that was doing great and not this horrific inflation. And of course, peace around the world. I mean, and of course, the Mideast. So I think, you know, I feel good that, you know, in our future in the Mideast, it may be a little rocky and bumpy at first. Let me say this for everything. This is not going to be a cakewalk. Dom, you or your listeners shouldn't expect every day to be a good day. In my opinion, you shouldn't expect every day to be easy. When you're trying to make real change and doing mm-hmm. things that are right. substantive and impactful, there are going to be people that are going to fight you tooth and nail. They're going to open the gates of hell against us. But I think at the end of the day, I feel good for the future, as bumpy as it's going to be for a while in those areas. And I think, let's get right down to it. Iran knows, Hamas knows, Hezbollah knows, Lebanon knows. They know that this is a president that is not screwing around, that he's serious, that he wants, you know, freedom and peace over there, and he wants Israel to be left the hell alone. He has a good relationship with the leadership. Netanyahu, obviously, and he get along. They're both straight shooters, and I think they kind of realize, man, we better try to get on the stick here, although it's very hard for them because they're fractioned and mm-hmm. they're not good people. They're bad people, so it's hard for them to, you know, get in line, but hopefully they have now. If they don't, another prediction I'm going to make over the course of this 4 years, they're going to be put in line.
Parting question, Congressman Jeff Van Drew with us. What happened? You were good enough to kind of break the news about the wind hiatus and the executive order that was happening. And you were, you know, very buttoned up about it and said it looks good. He might do it the first day or shortly thereafter. Suddenly this week, the rest of the world was interviewing you. It was out there and you broke this a while ago. What was new, if anything, this week that it caused? Wow, that's going to happen.
I, you know what, there you go. And this is your business, and you know this business better than I do, Dom. The news and reporting.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know. This is, you broke the darn story. You had this before anybody did. I said on your show,
yes.
I was always free
yeah.
about it. I didn't go into the exact details of the
right.
executive order because they're being hashed out. And I'll say the same story I said then. I've talked to the president on and off, and I just saw him last weekend about it. And it was funny because When he walked in, and I was sitting right next to him, actually, and, you know, I stood up to shake his hand before he sat down, and then he yells out to, you know, we had about, I guess, 15 people there, and he said, here's the only guy in the United States of America that hates wind more than I do. So we've known this. We've talked about
yeah.
this on the boardwalk with 107,000 people.
Yes.
He said, you know what, I'm doing something on this. It's bad. So the deal is that, you know, pretty much everything that you knew that he asked me about a month ago or so, that that doesn't mean they're going to use my executive order exactly. I don't care what they use as long as it works. But he said, I want you to draw up an executive order from your shop, from your people, get it over to Doug Bergman's people and to their landing team, which is what they call a group that is going to get him in to actually be in the position, getting everything ready. We did all that. Their attorneys have been looking at it. What exact changes they're going to make, I don't know. I'm sure they're going to make some. What they're going to do exactly is obviously up to the president. It's his executive order. Our executive order, I'll give you one more detail, the one that we drew, which may not be what he does. He may do something more encompassing, went from Rhode Island down to Virginia. I wanted to make sure to cover that whole area.
Right.
And so, and it's in the ocean. Nobody's going after the ones on land. I'm not sure they're so great either. I'll be honest. I don't know well enough about them. I'm not involved with them, but they're not in the middle of a saltwater ocean. And, you know, again, I'm not going to get concerned myself with that. It is going to be early on. There's a real chance it may be from day one. I've been asked not to announce exactly when, and I'm not going to do that. You know, this is his executive order. This is his day. I'm glad that he just recognized that I'm part of it and allowed me and my team to be part of it. We introduced him to this whole thing years ago and how horrible it was. He learned like I did. You know, in the beginning, we didn't know. And now, of course, we do know. You know what's unfair, and I'll leave you with this as we part. The oil and gas industries have to jump through hoops to be able to go after those energy resources. And they should. I agree. Mm-hmm. I care about the environment and the water. They should. I've got no problem with that. But this industry, they just usher right in and weren't held to the same standards. And that's what I don't agree with. Again, and it goes back to my judiciary roots, justice for thee, but not for right. me. Oh, we like wind, so they can do whatever they want, even if it hurts the environment, whales, fishing, the ratepayer, et cetera. But man, oil and gas, we don't like them, so we're going to make them do everything. Everybody should have that high standard, not just your favorites.
Enjoy the inauguration. And again, thank you. Thanks for coming on as much time as you can. We love it. Thanks, Congressman.
I love the good work that you do. I love your listeners. You know, I see, first of all, obviously, I'm Pennsylvania, so close to me. I'm in Pennsylvania a good deal of times. And your folks are all down at the shore, especially when it gets to be nicer out. You know, last thing. You know, people ask me what I don't like about southern New Jersey and the whole region. I say three things, and that includes, you know, Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, too. Three things I don't like: January, February, and March. Everything else I love.
You got it. Thank you, Congressman. Thanks very much.
Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Now.
I might add a couple of other months to that. I mean, they're not Mulligan's months. They own them. Do you see Scott of Mount Laurels, Henry? That might be. Yeah, he uses that guy all the time. But I think
we were just talking about
potential
phone,
winner,
yeah.
though. Yeah, totally. It's a good case for a one-hit wonder. I think it was 27 and then nothing. Yeah. 855-839-1210. Your calls are coming up here. And Andy of Glassboro coming to you next on Donald Norcross, though. You heard the congressman right off the floor. And how come the two who voted against the Lake and Riley bill, or didn't even show up and vote last week, two Democrats who might be the next governor if we don't stop it, today they voted to say, yeah, even though I'm in Jersey, you're here illegally, you commit a sex crime, you're going to be deported. They did it because that's where Jersey's going. It's a tell. And if Republicans can't win this time, I don't know what else we do. This should be a win. I'm saying that not to say slack off. But to be encouraged, it's not an uphill battle this time. We have a really good shot. 855-839-1210. All right, this just in. President Trump has named some new ambassadors. Ambassadors to Hollywood. To come back to the golden age of Hollywood. Now, two out of these three, I think, are capable. One is, to put it mildly, a bit, challenged in this. So the three ambassadors are John Voight. I'm fine with that. Sylvester Stallone, fine with that. Rocky, I mean, if Rocky can't do it. But Mel Gibson, oh, man. You saw Gibson with Joe Rogan. Oh, my goodness. Bad. It was pretty difficult to imagine. Yeah. So ambassadors to Hollywood, though. And their job, Trump says, is to get Hollywood back, making great movies, not foreign countries. Bigger, better, stronger than ever before. What are Gibson, Voight, and Stallone going to do in Hollywood?
Nothing.
Like, yeah, I can't imagine.
You couldn't have picked more relevant people?
Yeah, well, and troubled in the case of Mel Gibson. Now, yeah.
The big one being, we were just talking about the other day, Zachary Levi.
Levi.
Yeah, that
like Shazam,
right,
he's still active in Hollywood,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, was Ralph Macchio, or no, who is it that, no.
Dean Cain,
but no, there's the other guy, younger.
Cole Hauser.
Chachi loves Joni. Scott Baio.
Yeah.
Not available. I interviewed Mel Gibson's father, though, and it was at a critical time, and the father was pretty bad. The Passion of the Christ. There was a lot of problems with that. I saw it on the first day. We were glassy-eyed coming out of the thing, and the father had some rather questionable ties. It got pretty nuts. It was a big interview. I don't know how I got him to this point, right before the film. So getting Gibson on like Rogan, man.
But like Caviezel, too. I mean, they
yeah,
made a big
exactly.
fuss about the Sound of Freedom or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's got to be some others,
well,
but on Trump's
not
mind.
As big as.
Yeah.
No, obviously, the names we all just said are not big as the ones, you know, he named.
But they're at least active.
They're at least active.
Like, not
yeah. Like, John Voight was in the Francis Ford Coppola movie, Megalopolis.
Well, yeah, Voight's still around,
and
right?
he was
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah, he was pretty
yeah,
good.
He was in the...
Was anyone good in that movie, though?
No.
He was
no.
in the Reagan film, too. He played a yeah. Russian or something. That was a bit of a stretch. So, yeah, I've had him on multiple times. Thinking of trying to get him on again. I think I have his home number. So,
I mean, the one that makes
he
sense
probably still has a landline.
Yeah.
The one that really makes sense out of the three, though, is Stallone.
He's yes.
Stallone's still actively producing a lot of stuff
right.
in Hollywood. And
right, exactly.
He has Tulsa King going on, so...
Yeah, and Stallone in Philadelphia is still beloved, even though he's a Trump guy. There hasn't been any real difficulty there. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with one of our favorites, Dawn Fantasia. And I wanted to get her on because she is a former teacher, this stuff, the state of the state with Murphy. But Murphy keeps on talking about Jersey values. What does Dawn think they are, or what is what's-her-name? But let me just get Andy in here on Norcross here briefly in Glassboro. Andy, what do you have to say about Donald Norcross in this? Yo, Andy. Okay, Andy, call us back. 855-839-1210. You got on board. And you got the side question. Give us a one-hit wonder. That's what we're looking for. Dawn Fantasia next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.